In the last 24 hours, Tampa Bay's long-suffering baseball franchise has rebranded itself by unveiling new uniforms and a new name. But whether it will turn around the record of one of the worst teams in baseball remains to be seen. Today in downtown Tampa, the Rays held their second public unveiling of their new uniforms with a lunchtime event featuring players signing autographs, a free hot dog lunch, and the display of the new jerseys.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gaslight Park here in Tampa, Florida, as we continue the unveiling of the Rays' new uniforms, new image, new look, new colors. We'll have some of the players here in just a couple of moments.
In the short 10-year history of the club, the Rays have finished in last place in the American League East every year, save one. Back in 2004, they finished fourth in the five-team division. Their winning percentage in that time is below .400, and they've also had one of the worst attendance records in that time. Hopes were raised when Wall Street investor Stuart Sternberg purchased the team from Vince Namoli nearly 3 years ago. But the Rays currently possess the lowest payroll in the game at just $24 million. That's $6 million less than the second lowest payroll, the Florida Marlins, who were at $30 million. Scott from North Tampa is a serious fan, owning season tickets to spring training games at Al Lang Field in St. Pete. But he says Sternberg needs to put more money into the team.
It's about time that they need to commit to winning. It seems like they've accepted losing, and they're happy with that. And it's really up to them to start, you know, paying some big salaries.
Kevin Harris said today's event was about perception.
Well, I think the new Devil Ray owners are doing what they can to change the brand, make the brand a little bit more appealing to the Bay Area.
Concerned about the dilution of talent, 6 years ago, Major League owners voted 28-2 to eliminate two teams from the game. Those teams were never disclosed. But in Thursday's New York Times, columnist Murray Chass wrote that nothing has changed his opinion from that time, that there is simply no justification for the Rays' continued existence. Fan Kevin Harris says that if the team deserves such criticism, it's because the club has had absentee ownership.
No, they haven't done the investment that we probably would like to see. As a matter of fact, if you're living out of the Bay Area, you probably don't know that the Devil Rays exist. You don't know that the team exists in the in the baseball league. I'd like to see them, you know, making an additional monetary investment in the league. You know,
Dave Wills has been doing the Rays radio play-by-play since 2005. He admits his job would be easier if the team were actually winning.
Oh, it would make all of our jobs easier. We'd become better announcers, better PR people, better marketing people, and as a result of what's going on down on the field. But I think sometimes it's makes our job maybe more enjoyable. Sometimes when you do try to describe something that's going on the field, that may not be as great as you want it. So, yeah, it would be a heck of a lot easier to probably do this gig when they're winning. But at the same time, this still beats working for a living.
Will says he does believe Rays ownership will begin investing in the team.
This team will spend money. I think we're going to in a situation now with Stu Sternberg that the money that this team brings in, they'll start to put it back into the baseball program. And I really believe that within the next couple, 2 or 3 years, you're going to see a team that's going to probably erase some of those articles. I mean, it's funny that the people in Boston, New York kind of forget that they were in last place a few years ago. And they haven't always been in first and second place. They've had a nice 10, 12-year run, but back in the late 80s and early 90s for a little while, they weren't very good either.
But for many fans, just having Major League Baseball in the Tampa Bay area is still enough of a novelty that they remain patient that things will turn around. They invoke the area's signature sports franchise, the NFL Buccaneers, as an example of years of failure before success was finally achieved. And then there are fans like Francis Fern from Tampa.
Yeah, I just like to watch and drink.
Does drinking make it a little easier to handle those losses?
Definitely.